And it's time for our Farm to Table segment on WJBC and WJBC.com. It's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And making his debut on Farm to Table is Paul Schuler, a farmer from Lexington. Paul, how are you today?
Just fine. I'm great to be here, Terry.
Nice to see the sun shining and no freeze warning today.
It is. We've had two nice days in a row, so we're ready to get back into the field here soon.
Well, we know you're from Lexington, but let's or live in Lexington now. Let's hear a little bit about your background and tell us about your farm.
Yeah, we live in Lexington, farm up in the northeast corner of McLean County, and we got two boys that are working with me. One has an off-farm job, the other one full-time farmer, and really a pretty much traditional farm family.
Sounds good. This is the time. I know I was up back home in Mercer County, and some of the farmers were already starting planting work, and that's what we're going to talk about today, that spring field work and planting. How do you decide what to plant?
Well, that starts back after harvest of last year. We review the hybrids that we used last year, and then we always add new hybrids into our mix. And we like to do at least a two-thirds or three-fourths of a proven product that we use in the past, and then add new ones every year to the table. So yield is number one, and then standability and overall performance of the hybrid.
Yeah, there's a lot of seeds out there to choose from. Talk about the different varieties that are out there that you like to choose from.
Well, I'm assuming when you mean varieties, the different traits that we have in these varieties today, and we pretty much use a full protected hybrids that have above and below ground protection and with some herbicide resistance. And although we're paying more for that seed, it's been proven to be the highest yielding and the most return for our dollar.
And when you mention that, you're talking about GMOs there, of the
correct
genetic components of that seed.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and with the hybrid corn as well.
Right, yes. Each hybrid's genetics are different, and then they add in the different the GMOs to the hybrid that suits your situation, and not all farms would need or use all those, but we've felt like that they've benefited us in the past.
What about with the, the past, boy, it seems like the past three nights we've had freeze warnings out. Do you need to have a few good days like this where you can let the soil unfreeze, thaw out, and before you can get out there in the field?
That's absolutely correct. I think we're running, our soil temperatures right now are in the low 40s, and we need to increase that by up to 50 or above to have good germination. So with weather like this, I would say in the next week we'll be looking at soil temperatures reaching that level, and then corn planters will start rolling.
Last year was such an interesting year with the, I think it was June, where we had everyday rain. And you get planning, you want to pick the right time. How hard is it to pick the right time to start planting?
Well, it changes every year. Of course, weather is a dominant factor there. I mean, soil temperature we just talked about is crucial, but the soil texture or moisture in the soil is crucial too, and we can't plant too wet, but we don't want to plant too dry. So they have to have a combination of soil temperature and the right soil moisture to actually make our equipment work properly.
But still, it's a best guess. It comes from the experience of over the years of testing that soil.
Correct. And by and large, the last 10 days of April are the ideal times to plant corn, and then all the way up into the first week or 10 days of May are the ideal calendar. But that doesn't mean Mother Nature is going to cooperate with the calendar. So you kind of got to do the combination of it. It's the late April, soil conditions are right, soil temperatures at a level that we'd like to see, and then kind of wing it from there.
You told me you got a new planter this year. When does the Schuler family farm plan to get out there and use that?
I would say that's a good question. I mean, it's you evaluate things day by day, and we've had two nice days here. I think the forecast is for warmer weather this weekend. I would say first of next week, be looking at pretty hard.
Yeah, taking
if providing all other conditions are right.
For your farm, how long does it take to get everything in the ground?
We would probably plant corn from a week to 2 weeks, depending on weather. There's situations where you get rained out and maybe have a 2 or 3 day break and then back together, you know, get things back going. We could plant corn up to 10 days to 14 days.
Sure. And why do you usually plant corn first?
Well, corn is a plant that's sensitive to heat units, and that's a good question. Now, we've tended to start planting soybeans earlier, too, but corn is more sensitive to the timeliness of planting than soybean crop is. So it's always been an emphasis to get corn in the ground, get it started. It matures by heat units. So the quicker you can get it in the ground, get it up and going, the faster you're going to have dry down and harvest in the fall. So that's pretty key, and yield is correlates to early planting. So we like to get it in as early as weather permits for the maximum yield.
Absolutely, and you hope that we don't have another June this year like we had last year.
Well, we hope not. We had too much rain in June, and some of our crops suffered. June is a month that we need adequate rainfall, but we'd like to get roots rooted down into the soil, and that was not the case last year. But we came through last year's season really, really well for considering the circumstances.
All right. Paul Schuller, I predict sunny and 70 all the way through with just rain every 3 days. How about that? Will that work?
That would be great.
We'll do that if we can. Paul Schuller, Schuller Farms, thanks so much for coming on today to talk about planting season. We're brought to you by, or the Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. More to come and more to give away coming up here in the Jimmy John's Noon Report.
See news happening? Let us know. Email us anytime at news@wjbc.com.